9 is deferred. That brings us to item 10, PR 2019-002277, Respec Agent for Rainbow Paseo LLC. And this is for a property located on Oak Ridge Street between Oak Ridge Street and Treeline Avenue. And Mr. Schell, are you here for this project?
I am.
Okay, if you want to state your name and address again for the record, please.
Jeremy Schell, Respec. Address is 7770 Jefferson Street, Suite 200.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right, excellent. Go ahead and give us an update on what's happened since we last heard you, and let's see where we are.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We were here about a month ago to address outstanding comments, I believe most of which have been addressed at this point. There's some ongoing work happening with updating some documents for the Water Authority that will take some time, but just continuing to work through comments from other members of the DRB as we proceed with updating those documents. And so with that, I will stand for questions and additional comments and outstanding concerns from the board.
Okay, thank you. And do we have any members of the public signed up to speak on this? Is there anybody that is interested in speaking on this request? Please raise your hand, unmute yourself. Okay, I do not see anybody. So let's go ahead with comments. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So generally we have a serviceability letter from 2019, that's 190401, that provides the criteria for service that was followed up with the development agreement that was previously approved. And I think currently we're looking at adjustments to that serviceability letter to remove certain infrastructure in Oak Ridge. And what we need to do that is a formal request for revision to this letter, either by email or on our request website. So I'm hoping I haven't missed that. So if you can let me know if we're waiting to receive that still, I'd just like to confirm that. But that's, to me, the next step in the process is to revise that serviceability letter. There is pro rata owed, which is due prior to approval of the site plan. And just general comments that if willing to revise the serviceability letter, it does require a board approval of a revised development agreement, which is that two-year process. So I think you described that as some time required. There's definitely some time required for that. So I don't have any comments. If you could just let me know where we're at. I'm hoping I've not missed a request for serviceability revision, and let me know where we're at with that one. Thank you.
This is Jeremy. Thank you, Blaine. We are in the process of revising one plan still, so you have anything on your end. The moment that I have that approved with the fire marshal, I will forward that over to you and submit a formal request for the renewal of the serviceability letter.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. If you want to send that in now, I think we have a little bit of a lull in our request. So if we want to, we can probably get started on most of it and have it pretty much ready and then await the Fire One plan prior to sending for processing. So just make that request. You can get it in sooner. Probably better in terms of getting it out. Thank you.
Let me do that. Thank you, Blaine.
Okay. Thank you. Code enforcement, please.
Our web code enforcement had no additional comment at this time.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no additional comments.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 8/16/2019 and a rough grading plan with engineer stamp date of 5/31/21. We have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Good afternoon, Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I just had some very minor comments left with regard to defining the ADA accessible paths and some additional dimensioning on the drive aisles and sidewalks on the south side of the plan, as well as just providing a little bit more detail at the entrance with regard to ADA accessibility and calling out the necessary standard details with regard to the ramps.
Okay, thank you. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. All of our comments were addressed. The only comment we're going to have that remains is just that because there's an infrastructure list, we'll need a recorded IIA to be submitted to staff prior to final sign off from planning. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. So Mr. Carter, Mr. Schell, how much time do we need on this?
This is Jeremy. I think with where we're at now, my hope would be, I suppose, that we do about 6 weeks. There is some time that needs to go into the Water Authority items. And so we'll just do 6 weeks as we periodically check in on that process and go from there. That would be my suggestion, as long as Blaine agrees.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. We can do that. I think the overall process, I would think we'd be looking at a late February as far as the final, we're definitely done date. I'd be happy to check in as DRB if there's any other items you want to make sure resolved. But I think that's realistically where we're at in terms of the final date on that development agreement. Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Carter, this is Maggie. Well, Mr. Carter, did you say late February?
Explain further, yes. So I think the February board meeting would be, we'd have a January board meeting and a February board meeting if all goes, you know, smoothly. And then at the end of February, we'd have to execute the development agreement. So I think that would be the hearing for approval. I think the applicant's request was to come back and check in with us on this project in 6 weeks. So I'm okay doing that. I just think the final approval will not occur. So we're all on the same page until end of February.
So would a deferral, Mr. Schell, would a deferral to January 26th be acceptable?
This is Jeremy, Madam Chair. Yes, that is acceptable.
Okay, excellent. So if there is nothing further from the board or the applicant, then do we have a motion to defer item 10, project number PR 2019-00-2277 to the meeting of January 26th, 2022?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Hubbard Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gold for Planning, I approve. Okay.
Madam Chair. Number...
Yes, Madam Chair, yes, sir.
What date was that deferred to?
The item number 10 was deferred to the meeting of January 26th.
Thank you.
Certainly.